along the way, and then take Goyo, Diego, and the others to Fiorito. Jose Trotta, Cornejo's assistant and team chauffeur, knew how to get there. But El Pelusa, Diego, would then have to direct him to his house. The truck had to cross some railway tracks, and Francis was surprised to see wells, horse-drawn cart tracks, and even a stream of dirty water that soaked into the rotting piles of rubbish. "He's there," said Diego, pointing to the left. Cornejo crossed the road and knocked on the door. Doña Tota opened it, with one of her daughters standing behind her. They seemed taken aback. "We're putting together a team at Argentinos Juniors, and we need to confirm your son's age." The other boys had got off the rastrojero and gathered around the door. "Come in," she said kindly, before swiftly showing Francis her son's birth certificate from Evita Hospital, confirming that his date of birth was the 30th of October, 1960. That kid really was 8 years old. Francis had discovered a rare gem who could slot into his side. In fact, he did more than that. From March 1969 onwards, he helped the team get an unheard-of 136-game unbeaten run. In his book, Cebollita Maradona, the story of his relationship with that little onion, tinier than the other kids, big hair, round-faced, little fast-moving legs, Cornejo recalled dozens of standout moments. He received the ball to the right of the box, scooped it up with his left foot onto his head. That's when everyone's jaws dropped. He ran through the area from right to left, with the ball glued to his head. And when he was in front of goal, he suddenly stopped, dropped it from his head to his left foot, turned and unleashed an incredible strike that thumped the right post with the goalkeeper motionless, as if he had been hypnotized by the play. The ball came back out, and Polvorita Delgado got there first to tuck it home. Crazy. The entire stadium applauded that move, opposition fans included. One day, while training at Parque Saavedra, an old man, who had stopped playing bocce to enjoy watching Maradona, gave him his bicycle.
"No, sir, thank you, but I can't take it."
"Do take it, son. It's yours. I want you to have it. You're a demon with your dribbling. Remember me when you're in the national team." Francis nodded his consent, and a grateful Diego, shocked by the reaction his football produced, accepted the offer. Maradona remembered him when he eventually became an international, but never knew how to get hold of him, or even if he was still around. Diego's parents started to travel to the games in Jose's pickup truck. Don Diego and Doña Tota sat with a driver in the cab, while Francis enjoyed being with the boys in the back. "I had the wind blowing against my face and the racket from the lads around me singing, making jokes, getting themselves psyched up for the match." That talented Cebollita, who made his first team debut at 15, wasted no time in winning over the Argentinos Juniors faithful. While the club's board got him and his family out of the slum of Fiorito by renting a flat for him in Villa del Parque, near the training ground. Diego lived at number 2750. There was a shy girl called Claudia, who lived at number 2046. One day, he glimpsed her from behind in her yellow trousers and immediately fell in love.